We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We're with PMT, presented by Chafin Lujan, injury law firm doing good by doing right. Eric Hagman's in on updates today. His next one will come your way at 3:20. Doran Dickerson in studio with us for a few more minutes. The former Pitt tight end and All-American. AFC Championship game on Sunday. It's the Chiefs and Titans. You can hear it here on 93.7 The Fan. And I thought I saw Ed Bouchette say this, guys, and I'm interested in hearing from people that watched this team and covered this team in Eric's case. Ed said, I'm having Steelers deja vu. I'm watching this Titans team. They remind me of the 05 Steelers. It's a 6 seed. They're doing it on the road. You know, the divisional round, maybe a facsimile of what the Steelers had to do. They went into Indy and beat a 1 seed. This team had to go to Baltimore and held Lamar Jackson to 12 points in a pretty ho-hum game. And Ed floated that out there, and Steelers fans ate it up. I think probably because the Titans play a physical style, and that's something that fans here seem to like. You see the similarities, Eric? Is this a Steelers deja vu with the Titans?
I see the similarities. I don't know if they're going to win on Sunday. I give them a pretty good chance, though, because of the way they're playing. My biggest question is going in is if Derrick Henry still has enough oomph. I mean, what, back-to-back 30-game carries? He's taken a pounding, but he's delivered a pounding too. The Chiefs' defense isn't going to be at 100%, I don't think. And there's just that such an explosive ability about Kansas City. I mean, you can just hold them down, and then zoom, zoom, zoom. So I think the Titans will give them a battle. I don't think they're going to win.
I think it's harder to beat a team that's built around the pass to the degree that the Chiefs are now than it was in 05, when you could maybe go in and you were going to get a little bit more free rein to hit Peyton Manning, to maybe beat up his receivers a little bit. I think Henry is better than anybody the Steelers had running the football back then.
They didn't have a 100-yard rusher until the Super Bowl.
They also the Steelers were
in
third in scoring defense, and then they were like 9th in points scored. So slight better defense, about comparable offenses. Tennessee's offense looks like, though, it's playing better right now. It's just playing this phenomenally ball control oriented style. I think the thing, Eric, that Tennessee did that is just so smart and so forward thinking and I don't think a lot of teams would have necessarily done it. They knew that Saints game was meaningless, and they gave Derrick Henry a second bye week right before the playoffs started, which I don't think can be overstated, the positive effect it has on a guy that he gets to go 2 weeks between playing football games.
No. He's a horse, no doubt about it. I mean,
I think they're going to win the game, by the way. I think Tennessee's going to go in there and spring a monster upset.
You were in high school watching that Steelers team. You see common ground here?
No, Boyd? I don't at all. That Steelers team was a veteran ridden. I mean, there's vets all across the board on offense and defense. I mean, Ben was probably the youngest guy on the team at the time whenever they won. Bill Cowher was a veteran head coach at the time. You got a young head coach in Vrabel. That's a young football team. And I spoke with Arthur Smith the other day because he was the assistant tight end coach when I was with the Titans, and now he's the offense coordinator. And I told him, I was like, I love how you let Jonnu Smith run the ball. Jonnu Smith's their tight end. You know, you're spreading the ball around. He's like, you know, I'm partial to tight end. So what gets me to think that they are different than that Steelers team is I feel that there's going to be a lot more different wrinkles every single week. I know they've been running the ball, but I feel this week Arthur Smith, the offensive coordinator, is going to throw a bunch of different wrinkles at Kansas City because he knows that he has to keep up with that passing game. So both teams are good in their own way, obviously, but I don't think that they're the same.
This might be a very controversial statement given where we're broadcasting from and, you know, the fact that I used to do a show with Ben, but I think I would – I not think, I know. I would take Ryan Tannehill right now over Ben Roethlisberger back then. I would take this Tannehill over Ben in his second year.
Based on the first two games Tannehill's played of the playoffs or the body of work he put forth in
his
the regular season?
His body of work this year.
He led the league in passer rating. I don't think that's a hot take. He was unbelievable, and then they haven't really used him all
that
much.
Well, but he's a quarterback that was given up on by a moribund team in like A.J. Burnett. When he went from the Yankees to the Pirates, we will pay you to play for another team. We are so ready to be done with you. Leave, and we will actually front most of your salary for that new team.
The thing about Tannehill, though, is, I mean, he isn't Duck Hodges coming into the league as some guy that you never heard of. I mean, this guy was a high first-round draft pick.
Eric.
And he was supposed to be in the franchise in Miami.
Of the quarterbacks that are left standing, he was the highest pick.
Yeah.
He was the eighth overall pick in the draft. He was picked at a higher draft spot than Mahomes or Aaron Rodgers.
So it shows, obviously, the physical ability is there. He needed somebody to bring it out of him. Whether it was Miami just beat him down to the point, I don't know. But he certainly doesn't look like the same quarterback he was the last two or three years in Miami.
He and Henry seem to have like drafted off each other, too. Mm-hmm. He's making Henry a lot better because he made enough throws that teams couldn't commit to just going all in on stopping him. And Henry's existence, I think, has made it easier for him. And he's done what Mariota could never do. They surround Mariota with what? Corey Davis was like the fifth pick in a draft, right? A.J. Brown probably was the best overall wide receiver in this year's draft class. He's unlocked A.J. Brown in a big way. Like, I actually like what you said there, Doran, because I don't think that they win this game just running the ball in a pure sense. I think they have to have Tannehill go downfield and make some plays.
You know, Tannehill's extremely athletic, too. Like, that's what
he played wide receiver in college.
Yeah, he played wide receiver in college.
He was more of a wide receiver than Lamar Jackson.
You know what? He's more athletic. That's what they were looking for out of Mariota, was how athletic and how he controls the game.
I'm happy
that's what they were looking at. That's what they were looking for.
I talked to Charles Davis about this, who is the NFL on Fox number two analyst, and he does Titans games in the preseason. And he told me that, and this is a word to the wise about the future of Lamar Jackson. He said Mariota broke his leg. He's never been the same player. And when you take that dual threat ability away from a quarterback like that, what are you left with? Yeah, I think that's something that the Ravens are going to have to think about. Yeah. But if you take that away from Lamar Jackson and you say, we're going to try to protect you and confine you to the pocket, well, what do you get? The quarterback that they had against the Titans?
Yeah, look at RG3 too.
Yeah.
Same thing.
Same thing. Exactly.
Same thing.
You know, going back to Tannehill for a second, when that trade was made last spring, you know, I don't think it got a whole lot of publicity other than the fact the Dolphins gave up on who was going to be their franchise QB. But that was the type of trade that Tennessee made that Belichick would have made, to take a flyer on a guy who could be really good. And I wonder if there was ever any interest that New England had showed in Tannehill, because he played against him twice a year.
And beat him.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Who's the GM came from New England? And obviously
Robinson.
Robinson. He came from New England. And that makes sense. That's a good correlation.
Do you think they can close the deal? There's only been three teams in NFL history
that
have gone and won three road games to get to a Super Bowl. The 2005 Steelers, the 2007 Giants, and then the Packers team in 2010 that beat the Steelers in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I think that they can do it. I do. Because I think that Tannehill, what you just said about having maybe a Patriots guy as the GM there, Vrabel's a Patriot. He's not a Patriots coach tree guy, but I think he, more than any of those coaching tree guys, coaches like Belichick and has a physical kind of bent to what he does. They somehow win this game. I think the biggest attribute they have is they get another bye week for their best player, who's a battering ram, to rest up again.
Good point.
And neither team that they would see from the NFC defends the run all that well. How do you neutralize everything?
San Francisco has that great defensive line.
Yeah, but how do you neutralize it? Run right at them. Beat them up physically. Beat up Nick Bosa.
Well, that's why I think, even though the game's at Arrowhead, have you seen the weather report for this game?
Slop?
They're saying under 30 degrees. It's going to be cold. Now, it's not going to snow, but you want to tackle Derrick Henry?
No.
In freezing conditions?
Oh, there will be business decisions made by defenders there.
And they're not going to have Chris Jones, Eric. Yeah, he's their best run stopper.
That's what I said. Their defense is beat up.
I thought he actually practiced today. Chris Jones did.
First time in two weeks.
No, they've got a chance, I guess, of him playing.
But again,
what is he going to be? Is it like Mark Ingram in the Ravens-Titans game?
I'll make this prediction. The two key players in this game, besides the obvious ones, might be a safety on each team. Byard is one of the more underrated players in the league, and Honey Badger is going to be a guy who I think has to come up and try to shoestring Derrick Henry a whole bunch.
That's going to be an interesting matchup in the hole. I'll tell you what, I'm going to put things in perspective. I had to go back, and whenever I got hurt when I was with Tennessee, I had to go back and check with the doctors in probably about June after they drafted Derrick Henry, and I saw him walking through the locker room. I'm not even joking. This dude was a head taller than I was, about 260 pounds. I thought that he was a defensive lineman. I've never seen a bigger human in my life. You guys see him on TV, the way he runs. Just imagine seeing him in person.
I'm not going to get low. I'm just going to be this giant Hulk running at you.
Honey Badger has no chance. Tyrann Mathieu has no chance of meeting him in the hole.
I think Derrick Henry is actually Earl Thomas's dad now after what he did to him in the last game. That was one of the most embarrassing things.
You say Earl Thomas?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know. I had Earl Campbell in my head because I'm thinking of that running style, I think.
Well, he just same guy. He runs like Eddie George, but he's bigger and stronger than Eddie George. The picture that's the funniest is they show two Heisman-winning running backs from Alabama. Yeah. Mark Ingram looks like a child standing next to him.
My brother sent me a text message this morning, and it took me longer than I thought it would to answer it. If you could only have one player, not down the road, but for this game on Sunday, would you rather have Derrick Henry or Patrick Mahomes?
Mahomes.
I mean, I'm picking the Titans to win, so I guess I would have to say Henry, but that's a weird question because of all the quarterbacks where I could see Henry running, Eric, and I think this is why you said it so quickly, I could see Henry going for 230 and three touchdowns, and it still isn't enough because the other guy just
Mahomes had a huge game in Tennessee, and they lost.
I know.
He had three touchdowns and like 400 yards, and they got beat because they were held to field goals. They attempted five in that game.
That was a great game.
Tannehill's legs factored in that game, too. He had 40 yards on three carries.
And Mahomes couldn't run the ball because he was coming
off
that
injury. So that's the other X factor in this game, Eric. And another in your corner here. I already bet the Titans money line like an idiot. Now I'm trying to make cases against myself. Mahomes' legs were the difference helping them get back in that Houston game to some degree because he could just – he was, A, more mobile on the run when he was making throws, and B, oh, there's nothing there. I'll just take off. He couldn't take off against anybody.
Yeah, he had like 70 yards rushing against Houston.
Yeah, that was a huge factor.
Well, I'm going to predict this, that if Tennessee wins this game, and I give them a chance. If they win this game, it's going to be through the air. That Henry is not going to be the guy that wins the game for him. I'm sorry. I love the way he runs the ball. I just don't think he's going to be the difference on Sunday.
That was Dorn's.
What's interesting is Henry, there's nothing to really figure out. You know, if you're a D coordinator, you're not going to this game like, all right, we got to figure out a scheme to stop Derrick Henry. It's like, no, you got to bleep up and get ready to go if you're the defense of Kansas City. Like, I would just look at my players. I'd be like, listen. You're in for a fight, so let's see who's going to be standing.
They put it in the box on him, and he's made almost, 75% of his yards after first contact.
That's why I still don't get why Art Rooney and Mike Tomlin didn't express more regret at the end of the year about the Buffalo game. Because, not that the Steelers had Derrick Henry, but Connor came out and looked great. And I would at least said to Buffalo, can you try to stop it first? Stop it. Doesn't matter if they're geared up and they're ready to stop the run. Just because the defense knows it's coming or thinks it's coming, it's not the Astro scandal.
Right.
It's not like they know what pitch is coming. Like, okay, stop it.
It's not like they can buzz the running back and they'll fall down.
It should have been a warning shot to everybody the minute he went into New England, Henry did, with everyone fawning, myself included, over the whole, Belichick takes away your best option, and basically just took a dump on them and just said, nope. We're going to run the ball 30-plus times, and you're not going to stop it, and it worked.
You remember when both Henry and Ingram came out, and a lot of people said they're just the products of Alabama's great offensive line?
Yeah, Trent Richardson.
That was more T-Rich.
Well, but it was still the follow-up to it. I mean, they were Heisman winners, but it was always with that, you know, that qualifier.
I've heard that the Steelers would have interest in Henry if he became a free agent. And you might be like, oh, my God, really? Well, don't forget, they tried to give Le'Veon Bell a big contract. It's not like it's against their DNA to pay a running back a lot of money. They put the franchise tag on him twice and tried to broker long-term deals with the guy.
I would never do it.
I just don't think they have the flexibility to do it. And I'm not even sure Henry's going to get to free agency.
I would never do it. I mean, Derrick Henry is one of the worst receiving running backs in the league. So he's one-dimensional. He's only running the ball. He can't that never goes out in routes. I mean, you're really paying somebody just to run downhill. I would never do it.
Well, I mean, Pony now you've got Pony's mind churning. They sign Derrick Henry. They lure Mike Munchak back to finally be the head coach and coordinate the running game. Now Pony's starting to get you see him tugging at his collar. He's sweating a little bit. He wants to light a cigarette in here just thinking about it.
I don't know why Chris always takes shots at Munchak, Eric. Do you get that?
I didn't know that was a...
No, it's more I'm taking shots at Pony, who has been pining for him to be the Steelers' head coach for probably the last 36 months.
More like 48 months, but
I was going to say, there's not going to be a denial. It's just going to be adding years onto this.
Doran, you're on Green Bay to win. And are you picking the upset in the AFC Championship game too?
No, it's the 100-year anniversary. The first Super Bowl was Chiefs-Packers. I believe in football gods. I feel like they're sitting at a round table right now playing some poker. So I got to go with them.
I'm going to go all red. I'm going 49ers Chiefs.
The Montana Bowl.
Yeah, you could say that. Yes.
Okay.
Malzie? Flaming Thumbtacks and Packers.
Pull.
Underdog Bowl.
I think it's Titans and
Oh, wait, you're not picking the Titans, are you?
I just did.
For real?
Yeah.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.